We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Lishem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We're in Kedushin Perek Beis Mishnah Vav Hamakadesh Deinoshim B'Shove Pruta. Here you have someone who's Mekadesh two women, but there's only a Shove Pruta that he has. So each one is going to be receiving less than a Pruta. Or Isha Achas B'Pachos M'Shove Pruta. Or he's Mekadesh one woman, and he gives her less than a Shove Pruta. So that shouldn't be, obviously should not be an effective Kedushin. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Afal Pisha Shalach Sivlonos La'achar Mikan. Even though now the Arus, the man who thought it was Mekadesh, this woman, is sending Sivlonos, which are gifts that a chassan typically sends to the Kala after Eris and after Kiddushin. And these gifts obviously are worth a lot more than a Pruta. And we could say, well, maybe he recognized that the Kiddushin was not effective because he gave less than a Pruta. So these Sivlonos, now these gifts are really there to affect the Kiddushin. Eino mikudeshes. The halach is she's not mikudeshes. Shemach mas kiddushin harishonim shalach. Because we assume that he didn't realize he made a mistake. He thinks the kiddushin were effective, and he thinks they're married. They had erusin, and therefore he's sending her to the typical gifts that people send as a gift during the erusin period. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though you could say, well, maybe since he used less than a pruta, he recognized that it wasn't sufficient, and now by selling Sivlonos, that's the Kiddushin money, and that certainly is more than a Pruta. We assume that those gifts are for the original Kiddushin. He doesn't realize he made a mistake. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein Katan Shekidesh. Same thing is true when it comes to a Katan who's Mekadesh. What does that mean? So Katan, his Kiddushin are not even effective midirabana. So what does he do? Well, giving he was Mekadesh, a woman, let's say he was 8 years old, realizing and gave her more than a Pruta. That doesn't matter. The point here is that that's not Kiddushin at all. But after he became a Gadol, became Bar Mitzvah, he sent gifts to the woman. Eino mikudeshes. Also, we don't say, well, he realizes Kiddushin wasn't effective as a Katan, and now we had Kavan by sending these gifts. That should be the Kesef Kiddushin. We don't say that. We assume he made a mistake. He thought it was Kiddushin or Kiddushin, and because of the original Kiddushin, he's just sending gifts. These gifts are not the Kesef Kiddushin, and therefore, Eino mikudeshes. Perek Beis, Mishnah, Zion, a little bit of an introduction. A man is mikadesh, a woman, who is prohibited to him because of Gilui Arayos, in the sense that if they had relations with one another, they'd be chayv kares. Let's say Achos Ishto, a man's wife's sister, or Bita, or let's say you have a woman and her daughter. So those also, there's an Isser Kares. If he's married to one woman, her daughter is usher to him. If he's married to the daughter, obviously her mother is usher to him. So the halacha would be, if the Mekadesh, this woman in front of two Eidim, Ein Kiddush of Kiddushin, if they're not married at all, it's not effective. Ein, what we say, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. This is based on the Pasuk in Vayikra, Yud Ches. It says, V'isha El Achosa, a woman to her sister, and this is one of the examples we've given, but applies to Gilui Arayos, Isurei Kares in general, Lo Sikach. What is Lo Sikach? Chachamim Lo Sikach means Lo Yehei Lecha Ba Likuchin. The concept of Kikach, of marriage, is not effective. Kiddushin is not effective. And therefore, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Bechai Vekrisos. That's the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Nun Amabez and Samach Zayin Amabez. The Chiddush here of our Mishnah is where you have a man who's Mekadesh, two women at the same time. And let's say there's enough of a Pruta for each one. So, and he says, let's say, Hare Kulchen Mekudash Osli Bechefet Zeh. With this item, I'm in Mekadesh, all of you. And there's a Pruta for each and every one. So the halacha, if all those women are kosher to him, are permitted to him, so they're all married to him. As long as there's enough of a Pruta for each one, you can say, Hare Kulchen Mekudash Osli Bechefet Zeh, and they're going to be married. But let's say a man is Mekadesh, two sisters, or a woman and her daughter at the same time. So this is not where he's married to one, to the sister, and now he has relations with the other sister, would be Nister Karis. Or he's married to this woman and have relations with the daughter, or he's married to the daughter and in relations with the mother. That's an Nister Karis. Here, he's not married to any of them, but he's Mekadesh them at the same time. Now, he can be Mekadesh, one of them is mutter to him. It's just when he's living with one, he can't live with the other. So if he's Mekadesh two sisters at the same time, Isha Ubita at the same time, and each one's going to have a Shava Pruta. And the truth is, this would be the halacha would be the same for all arayos with this Isser Kares. The kiddushin is not effective. Why is it not effective on neither of them? Because of the following principle: Kol she'eno b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasachas eino. Anytime where you wouldn't be able to live with one after the other, one would be an Isser Kares after the other. So then, even if you mekadesh them at the same time, the kiddushin is not going to take effect on any of them. So that's the case of the mission. Hamakadesh Isha Uvita, O Isha Vacho Saka Achas, Enon Mikudashos. Exactly what he said. He says, Harei Shtechen, and takes a ring, or takes certainly more than a pruta for each one. Harei Shtechen Mikudashos, Libi Shtei Prutos, each one gets a pruta. So each one gets something. So here, you get a ring, and this one gets a ring. And at the same time, he says, Hamakadesh, both of you at the same time, a woman and a daughter, a woman and her sister. Eino mikudashos, as we said, kiddushin aren't tofsin, and therefore they're complete. They're single. They're not married. And he could now at this point marry one of them or anyone else. Now the Gemara says, let's say if a person says to two sisters or to a mother and a daughter, achas miken mikudashes li, one of you, and did not say which one, so each one now is a suffek erva. Why? Because if he ends up living with, let's say, with this sister, could be that's not the sister he married. He's married to the other sister. Now he's living with his sister's sister, or his wife's sister, rather. Or let's say he's mekadesh a woman and her daughter. And it says, one of you mekadeshes to me. Well, we're not sure which one it is. So to live with one when maybe he's really married to the other, so that's going to be a problem. That's a suffek erva. So therefore, these kiddushin are what we call kiddushin she'enam mesurin libia. They're not given over to, you're not permitted to have relations. Why? Because we're not sure. Now, if you have a man, there are two women sitting, well, a mother and a daughter, two sisters, and he gives a ring to one of them, Hamakadeshu, okay, he's married to her. That's not a problem. He just can't even Mekadesh them together. And if it's Mekadesh one of the two of them, he gives both of them, but didn't say which one, now he's in the suffix situation, and he would not be able to live with either of them. That's Kiddushin, She'ena Misurim Labia. So even though they're both Mikudashos Bisuffix, and you need to give each one of them a get, since he was only Mikadesh one of them, and he doesn't know which one, so the halacha is that Kiddushin She'lo Nimsru Labia are actually considered kiddushin for the purpose of giving them a get. So that's the Gemara speaks about whether kiddushin shenimsu labia are kiddushin or not. So this is one of the six cases where you follow Abaye. Yal kigam, this is the kuf. We follow kiddushin shenim sarim labia. We assume that they have the status of kiddushin. And therefore, although we can't live with either of them, they're not nimsu labia, each one needs a get nonetheless, misafik. But let's say you said, says Haruuyali Mikane Libya Mikudesh Esli. Whoever is Ruuya, whoever is fit for me to live with, to have beer with, is Mikudesh to me, then the Kiddushin are not Chal. It gives each one a pruta. Whoever's Roy Libya is going to be Mikudesh. Then no one's married. Why? Because neither one of them is Roy Libya. Because they're a suffix of Achos Ishto. Maybe this is the sister of his wife, or maybe this is the mother of his wife, or the daughter of his wife, and therefore that would not be kiddushin at all. Umaisa bechamesh nashim uvahen shtei achayos. The Mishnah tells you a story which supports this idea. They had a case where there were five women uvahen shtei achayos, but out of the five women, two of them were sisters. Velikate echad kalkala shel te'enim, and one of the women picked up a basket of figs, vishelahen haisa, and this belong, or this lika echad, meaning there was a man who was here in this picture, and he picked up this basket of figs, vishelahen haisa. They belong to them. Don't be worried. Oh, I thought you can't be mekadesh a woman with something that belongs to her. You have to own it. Vishel shviyas haisa, the Mishnah says. No, it was the Shemitah year, and therefore those peros are really hefker. And this person who picked them up was zoche them for himself. And then v'amar. So you know what he said to these five women? Hare kulchem mekudashos li bekalkalazu. And there was plenty of figs in there for each woman. There was certainly a pruta worth. So, and he gave it to them, so this generally should be allowed. The problem is that two out of the five women are sisters, one with the other. V'kibla achas mehen al yidei kulin, and one of the women picked up a basket on behalf of everybody, of all the other women. And so now the question is, who's married? V'amru chachamim ein ha'achayos mikudashos. The sisters are not mikudashos, because that's exactly our issue in this Mishnah. That's Isha to Achayos. But the three other women who are not relatives at all, so they are mikudashos. Now, the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where he said to the women, Haru'uya li mikain libiya mikudashesli. The one who is Rui Labia is going to mikudashes to me. So therefore, it's only the sisters who are not mikudashos, but the other women are. But let's say he said to them, Hare kulchen mikudashosli. All your mikudashos. He didn't mention Rui Labia. So then we say the Nachrios are not mikudashos either. Why? Since he included them together with the sisters, and he can't live with the sisters, so the Nachrios are not involved. So here's a case where, if you said Ru'uya Labia, the Nachrios, the non-relatives, non-sisters, would be Mikudashos. If you just said Kulchem are Mikudashosli, they would not be married, because the sisters, no one would be married. Even the non-sister would not be married to this man, because he included them all together. So now, the one thing the Gemara points out is, why do you have to tell me, what do I learn from, it happened to be, it was their figs, and it was this Shemitah year, and one of them picked it up on behalf of everybody else. So Gemara says, learn three things from there. Number one, a man is Mekadesh, a woman with Peros Shvius, the Kiddushim is Chal. Why? Because he's Zoche in those Peros Shvius, it's considered his money completely, because they're Hefker. Number two, a man who is Mekadesh, a woman with Gezel, with something stolen, even if it's her Gezel, meaning something that he stole from her, you say, maybe that would be worth it, because she's willing to take it, she wants to get married. No, if it's her, even though he stole it from her, ain't a mikudeshes, that has to, we don't say, well, she was mochel on the gzela because she's getting married. We don't say that. That's where we mention the fact that it belonged to them, but it was shvius. It was shvius. Had it not been shvius, had it not been shmita, this would not have been effective. And finally, a woman can become a shaliach for her friend to be mekabel kiddushin, even where they end up, now we know that already, but even when they end up becoming tsaros, co-wives, where we would say, come on, that doesn't work, they're becoming co-wives, see, we can't say a woman is going to be shaliach for her friend, no one wants to become a co-wife, maybe that shlichus should not be effective. The chiddush is, the Gemara says, that shlichus is also effective.